Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
You guys see where the Patriots now are in an absolute trading mode now. That apparently the word is everything is available for the Patriots. That's what they're telling. Check out this. It says the New England Patriots can vault themselves back into the AFC East race with a win versus rival Bills on Sunday. But in the meantime, they're preparing for the scenario where they drop three games below 500 and then turn at least in part of their attention beyond 2020. Cody Benjamin of CBS Sports reports that according to Sports Illustrated Albert Breer, the Pats have told other teams ahead of November 3rd trading deadline they'd listen to offers for almost anyone, indicating the full-on rebuild in at least is in consideration. The team has been quiet thus far, and Breer explained it could be swayed to part with some of its best players if it doesn't go as planned in Week 8, which includes cornerback Stephon Gilmore, who's been speculated as a trade target recently. New England did have previous talks centered on the star defensive back before April's draft, per Breer, and then again during training camp before restructuring his contract and signaling to some teams that Gilmore was entertaining his last year with the Pats. And for those of you that don't know, Gilmore also put his house up for sale in New England. So it's funny because I want to remind you that I know you think of Tom Brady all the time, but overall, Belichick is not a great drafter. He misses a lot. A lot. So I'm not that concerned anymore. Unless somehow he finds another Brady in the draft, and so far he hasn't been able to do that. Jarrett Stidham, you bring back Brian Hoyer and Stardom, and now Cam Newton, you know. I'm almost thinking like, dude, you got lucky with one guy. Like Garoppolo's good. I like Garoppolo, but obviously Tom Brady is super special, you know. But now I love seeing the Jets at 0-7, dysfunction with their coach. Fans hate them, and I love seeing what the Patriots are going through now. It's awesome. They deserve to go through this, the Patriots. They've had so much success for 20 years now that bumps in the road should be part of it. You know what I mean? So I like this, that they're close to fire sale and they want to start getting rid of bodies and, you know, leading with Gilmore, which, by the way, if people are inquiring about Stephon Gilmore, don't you think they've inquired about Xavier Howard? Huh? Huh? What do you think? Okay. Something tells me that if they want Stephon Gilmore, why wouldn't they want Xavier Howard? If somebody wants a shutdown corner, maybe that's what Chris Greer is competing with. What they're offering for Gilmore or what they're offering for X-Men. You never know.